Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2012. Brought to you by...
On the American Foundation for the Blind website, you'll find everything you need to know about blindness and visual impairment. Search our national job bank, discover the history of Helen Keller, read our blog on current issues, find professional resources, and even more. Our site is completely accessible. Check it out at www.afb.org.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are here at CSUN 2012 in San Diego with Larry Skukon from APH, and I have in front of me a brand new bookport. It's actually a bookport desktop player called the Bookport DT, and Larry's here to tell us about it. Welcome back to Blind Bargains.
Well, thank you, J.J. It's always a pleasure to be here.
All right, so why don't we describe the player here in front of me.
Well, first, what it is, it's pretty much like a book port, if you're familiar with it. It's a digital talking book player slash recorder, and, you know, at first, a lot of people might wonder, well, why do you want a big one when you have, the little one?
Mm-hmm.
And, I think the big thing is, a couple things. A nice speaker so that you can hear it all around the room. A slot for the NLS cartridges. And also a lot of software upgrades. So although this one doesn't have it yet, we'll be using acapella speech in it. That actually will not be in the original book port. Unfortunately, there's no room in there for it.
Right.
But this one will have acapella speech, and most of the other things we'll be talking about will make it into the older book port plus as well. But what you got is we're recording now in DAISY 3 format,
mm-hmm.
So that's a big, big deal. We support EPUB now as a format.
Unprotected, I'm assuming?
Unprotected for the moment, yeah, mm-hmm. And I don't have any info of where we can go with protected yet that I can share.
Right.
We're obviously looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
So what this has got also is, this particular one, this has got internal memory as well, 2 gigabytes of internal storage. So you've got several ways to record, either on a cartridge, SD card, USB, or the internal memory.
All right, so let's see. In the front, we have the NLS cartridge slot, and then... is there an SD slot you said on here as
right
well?
On the left side.
On the left side.
Toward the front.
You have an SD slot, and then that's a headphone jack.
And a microphone
jack. Power in the back.
Yep. Ethernet in the back also.
Oh, wow. Is that for network capabilities then? Or?
Yes, it does the same. It's also got Wi-Fi. It does the same as Bookport with the podcasts and the web radio, but also this one adds DAISY Online to the mix. Which is a little problematic at the moment because there are no U.S. DAISY Online users yet, but we anticipate that there will be very soon.
Right. What about the Bookshare API as far as downloading content?
Nope. Bookshare? What our plan is to aggregate Bookshare through the DAISY Online service.
Mm-hmm.
Probably that'll be the first thing that comes online through the DAISY Online. And then also probably we'll be distributing a couple of the magazines that we produce that we record at APH.
Okay. So the size, yeah, is probably you'd say similar to the NLS player in size. You got a big speaker in the front right, or no, that'd be back right.
Uh-huh.
And then what do we have here? We have two sets of arrows, or three sets of arrows. I'll let you describe this.
I'll tell you what, we'll put it in the key describer mode.
There we go. That's the way to do that.
1:47 p.m. No episode list. Update episode list.
So let's go ahead and cancel.
You get a lot of the same sounds here.
Yeah, same, pretty much same firmware.
At the edge of the world.
Let me slightly turn that up just a little bit.
Beginning of title.
Oops. You want to turn it up, you say?
Just a little bit.
Tone.
There
plus
we go.
One.
That's
tone.
Good.
Volume 13.
Perfect.
Right, I'm going to get us into key describer mode.
All right. And how are you doing that?
Same way. Hold the menu key.
Key describer on.
One of the other things, and one of the reasons we came out with this is, cassettes have pretty much gone, as we all know. And we wanted to find an easy way for people to be able to record and edit their recordings right on the device. So... We've enhanced the recording capabilities quite a bit by allowing you to insert, append, or override as you're recording. So we'll kind of go through that here in just a second. Okay. So if you want to just
we're
go
on the key describer. I'll start at the on the left side. We have an oval shaped button on the top left.
Menu and key describer key. Press to open or close the menu. Hold for 5 seconds to turn on and off key describer.
And then we have a that'd be a diamond. I'm testing my shapes.
Media key.
Below that.
Press repeatedly to cycle among the internal memory, SD card, USB.
So we're not going to list all these.
Go to key.
Advanced
press repeatedly to jump directly to pages, headings,
and
or
then
percentage.
Is that a triangle with curves on it?
Press bookmark key.
Bookmarks, okay.
Press repeatedly.
That's on the left
to
side.
To set and clear
these
bookmarks.
Are all along the left side.
Now back to the top, we have annotation. Three sets of up and down looking controls.
Tone up key, tone down key, volume up key, volume down key.
And you
speed
can press them
to reset the speed to the normal level. Speed down key
okay.
to
press
to
them
reset
together.
The speed to the normal
got
level.
You, okay.
Press the speed up and speed down
below
key.
That, you have a numeric 12 key,
mm-hmm.
and then back to the bottom, looks like we have some play controls.
Mm-hmm. Rewind, press to rewind, play stop key.
Big, huge play button.
Press to fast forward, press to fast forward.
To the right of that, a couple more arrows.
Previous title key, next title key. Press together with the previous title key.
A little indented key on the bottom right.
Record key, press twice to record. Pause recording
then,
with another press. Press enter to stop.
Is that
hold
a
and speak, then release for
oh,
the power key.
Oh, there's
hold
a power key.
Turn power on or off.
We're going up the right side now.
Sleep timer key.
And to the left of that between the numeric pad and sleep.
Information key. Press repeatedly to hear battery level, power source, and other information about the current title, such as the time elapsed in audio or percentage in text.
So we hold down
to
hold down menu
date.
For 5 seconds, it's going to get us.
Or just until it might be a little more there.
Key describer
so it beeps.
Off.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're right. A lot of the same functions as the other. So I'm assuming you're still using some form of PlexTalk firmware.
Yes.
For
yeah,
this.
Oh yeah.
Is this another one of their players or?
This is a modification of their old. Well, not old. Their is it PTX or PTN1? I cannot
right,
remember
yeah.
which
well,
one.
Right. The original desktop PlexTalks, but obviously with modified
right
hardware.
It's like a CD. It's got mm-hmm. the. And of course, our firmware in it.
Sure. Okay.
So let me just show you this recording aspect
yeah,
of this.
Let's do that.
So I'll press the record key and listen to this message.
Starting Daisy editing mode. Please wait. Network device is in power saving mode. Daisy editing mode. New title. Press recording key to start recording. Press 1 to append, 2 to insert, or 3 to overwrite. Press previous or next title keys to select recording target title. If the recording mode is insert or overwrite mode, press rewind or fast forward key to adjust recording position. Level monitor. Auto.
So we can either press 1, 2, or 3 and then hit record, or you can just hit record again to do a normal recording. So we are recording now.
All right. And, hello, hi.
And let's just play it.
All right.
USB recordings.
We are recording now.
All right. So
beginning of
play
title.
Key.
We are recording now.
All right. Hello. Hi. That's really clear too.
It's a good recorder.
End of
good,
title.
It's just a mono microphone, and it's mm-hmm. in. It's kind of in the side, which is a odd position for it. So, but it, you know, it helps you to know that to point the mic where.
But it sounds like a decent sample rate, and
mm-hmm. yeah. Well, yeah, you can adjust that just like on the old original book port.
So will it record to anything that's a writable media, USB, SD,
mm-hmm.
The cartridges as well, if you have
yep.
a writable cartridge?
Absolutely.
And you guys, APH sells the blank ones.
We do.
So you could get some blank ones to actually create your own NLS-compatible cartridge media.
Right, and now that we're recording in DAISY 3, it's pretty easy to pull a recording into something like BookWizard Producer if you want to mm-hmm. Do some other things with it.
And those recordings, would you be able to put them and then into an NLS player and play them?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sure.
So
in fact, you could just record on here, pull that cartridge straight out and put it into an NLS player.
Okay.
Good
what's,
to go.
What's the battery life like?
We're looking around 8 hours continuous play. Don't have a price on it yet. It's going to be less than $500, I mm-hmm. imagine. Okay. And this will be out probably in July, August time frame.
Okay. So you aim this more so towards the recording market, because obviously you have to do something to differentiate this between, you know, what's available for free.
Right. So the differentiators here are recording and text-to-speech and, of course, the Wi-Fi stuff. So it's a really nice web radio tuner, you know.
Oh, sure, especially with the sleep timer and everything else. Yeah. It's a decent speaker. We could check how loud it went, but it's one of those things that just wouldn't really translate well on a
right.
podcast.
Exactly.
believe me, it's loud. Just telling you. Great. So, of course, if people want to get more information about this, how can they do that?
You know what? We don't actually have a lot of information about it yet. We'll be setting up a place on our website when we get a little bit closer to release time.
Sure.
So aph.org/tech. You'll see it there when it becomes available.
All right. Well, thanks so much. Always cool seeing brand new products. Thanks so much for showing it to us, Larry.
Sure thing.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2012.